Monday, February 6, 2012, 10:51 and 19 seconds.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, you're calling Raleigh Week 911, so I need to know where in Raleigh is your emergency.
Okay, this is a mental health professional's office. I do not need a police car here. I need to tell you what one of my clients said.
Okay.
Okay. My client's name is... My name is...
And the phone number that you're calling from? Okay. And tell me exactly what's going on.
I have a client named Stephen G. Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. And he came in today and he said that he wanted to OD by heroin and had some leads for pure heroin. He said not to send the police. You know, I hate police. And that he would fight them. He talked about wanting to strap a bomb to himself and go to the city center and take them out. He stated he wanted to fuck people over, including himself.
You have
I am
his
frightened.
Address?
Hmm? His address. He just left my office, 9321 Bothwell, B-O-T-H-W-E-L-L Street, apartment 304.
Can you give me a description of Stephen? Is he black, white, Hispanic, Asian?
White, about 5'8", wearing black shirt, black pants, black shoes, brown hair, a little stocky. I think he has guns. He just left my office. I am terrified.
And he threatened to, or stated he wanted to strap a bomb to himself?
He threatened to OD. He threatened to, that he was thinking about wanting to get a bomb to himself. Strap a bomb to, as you can tell, I'm shaking. Strap a bomb to himself and go to city center and take them out. He said not to send the police because he would fight the police. He hates the police. And I think he has access to guns.
Do you know what he's driving or is he on foot?
He's driving. I don't know what he's driving. And he has nothing to lose. He's lost his job. He's lost his marriage.
And you don't know where he's going now, right?
I don't know where he's going now.
I'm just entering the information to the
Hold on a moment. And let me give you my cell phone number because I have patients.
Okay.
I think he is seriously a problem if a policeman approaches him. I don't know how you're going to handle that. Good luck. I mean, I'm really, really, really frightened for my own safety.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and, I mean, I'm going to have to send someone to his house to see if he's still there. And you don't know what kind of car he drives, right?
No, I don't know what kind of car he drives. No, I don't.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get it. I'll have them call you if they need any more info. Like, we'll get him and we'll go by his house and see if we can't locate him.
Yeah, can somebody call me and tell me what happens out of it?
Okay. I'll let
you know. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.